Well, I've stumbled across Fudge Kitchen in Oxford as I'm walking along, and the smell alone is enough to draw you from quite a distance. And I'm in here watching the manager, who's doing the most incredible manoeuvring of this huge, glossy, pliable slab of fudge, and he's moving it with what I think is
a creamer.
It's a creamer,
like a shovel,
like a great big shovel. Oh my gosh, he's throwing it up into the air now, and he's walking round and round. And my gosh, that he's putting some real muscle into this. This is an amazing workout. But and this fudge, there must be what? How many kilos of fudge is there? 10 kilos of fudge being manoeuvred across a slab of marble. I'm in heaven. With a very nice chap manoeuvring it about. You said you were lowering the temperature of the fudge.
So fudge is boiled up. Fudge is boiled up to a temperature of about 237. And then when we put it onto the marble slab, marble, because it's cold, takes out all the heat.
So we're moving around the table here, and I'm having
to... all the heat, like just like a straw, it just goes to all the heat.
A little bit like chocolate when you temper the chocolate.
Yeah. So when we
it's moving around the table again. I'm chasing around the table with a microphone. No, it's going to make it's
so
actually.
Basically, fudge will set when it gets to the temperature, the surface that it's on. The reason why we use marble is because when it takes the heat away, it doesn't put it into your next fudge as much. So you want your marble to be warm, but you don't want it to be too hot, don't want it to be too cold. And marble is just the perfect temperature.
The perfect temperature, you're out of breath.
substance to do it.
Thank you.
The next stage is the fun stage for what?
So what's the next stage?
So we've just done creaming, breaking down all the sugar crystals.
That's the creaming, breaking down. So that brings all the sugar crystals into line, effectively.
Yeah, it makes it really smooth.
Yeah, so it makes it sort of, so it's sort of got that glossy sort of melt in the mouth.
Yeah, I mean, you've tried it, so you understand.
I no kidding, it's absolutely delicious.
And then what we're moving on to now is loafing.
Loafing, and you don't, that sounds less energetic.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
What's loafing?
Loafing is basically lifting the fudge over the top of itself and allowing the fudge to start setting so it will start to hold its own shape and weight.
That's brilliant. And after you've loafed, what do you do then?
Move on to shaping.
To shaping it, and that's when you actually put it to those beautiful round pieces that I see in the window.
Yeah, you just give it that final look. You want it to look nice and... I would say wispy and swirly, but that might be the wrong word.
Wispy and?
Swirly.
Swirly. Oh, do you know what? This fudge is wispy and flow. It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to ask you one more question before I stop recording. What's your favourite flavour?
Oh, I really like chocolate and orange.
Chocolate and orange fudge? Yeah. Oh.
But if I am a bit of a traditionalist. I like the plain flavours, so like toffee fudge, I can eat by the batch load.
Yeah.
Like what you can see in front of you, we sell absolutely tons of it, and I'm probably one of the biggest contributors to that not being.
Well, I can see from your workout making it that you'll burn off the calories. Thank you very, very much for talking to me.
That's all right. Thank you.